Okay, our friends. Did you know that today is Pi Day? March 14th is what we call Pi Day because 3.14 is the number of the day. When you look at it, it's the third month, the 14th day. And 3.14 is also the first three digits of a very special number, pi. You'll understand when you're older. But for right now, you can say 1.4, 1.5, 9. It doesn't matter. The point is, you can say Happy Pi Day to the grown-ups in your life, and they'll be very impressed. And to celebrate, we will read a book called The Humble Pie. This story was written by Jory John and illustrated by Pete Oswald, and you know how much we love them. They're kind of our faves. So I'm very excited to share this story with you. Grab your copy, plop it down, and follow along. Here we go. Today's story is read by Mommy and
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
It's okay. If you don't know what it is, it's a witty retort.
A witty retort? It is. Oh my goodness, how funny. Oh, I see. So your witty retort is, I know you are, but what am I? Okay. Well, friends, you never know who it's going to be with Philip. Apparently, he is the master of witty retorts today. Which makes sense, because today's story is about the very humble pie. Shall we get on with it? Mm-hmm. Indeed.
I am a pie, a humble pie, and that's no lie,
he says. And he looks at us and goes, aw,
shucks. I don't brag. I won't gloat. I never take credit. I go with the flow. I stay low key. Down low. I never showy. Oh, no.
Even when he wins first place in the apple bobbing contest? Amazing.
I really don't mind if you claim all the glory. I will gladly lift you up so you can fly. If you want the spotlight, I will happily stand in your shadow. Sure, every once in a while, I yearn for a little recognition, but a sense that somebody has some idea of what I've been up to, but mostly I'm okay with being overlooked. It's part of my day-to-day life. It's just how it goes.
And in the Rising Crest Elementary photo, we can see the logs and eclairs and cakes and pies and custards and
croissant.
Yep, all those things. That's a churro. It's a churro.
Meanwhile, my best friend is a cake named Jake. We've known each other forever. He makes everything, and I mean everything, look easy. For instance, he always gets the best grades. He's absolutely amazing at sports.
And we can see in the picture, even there, the cake is flying down the hill with his skis on, and he yells out, piece of cake!
His social skills are top notch. Here he is at a birthday party. Watch how he mingles. Note how he makes everybody feel comfortable. Look at how he lights up the room.
And the cake really is. He's pulling out the chair for the old piece of cake. And he's got his candles lit. Because he's a birthday cake, I guess. Oh, it looks great.
And here I am in the background, mopping up the spills, taking out the trash, refreshing the appetizers, wrangling the toddlers, making sure everything runs smoothly. It's who I am. It's what I do. I'm used to it. Fact, nobody notices pie when there's cake nearby.
Unless you really like pie more than cake, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jake is my best bud, and I am content to just stand next to him, lending my support so he can shine, because I'm a pie, a humble pie, and that's no lie. Oh, shucks,
he says.
But something happened recently that changed the way I see myself. Listen to this. One fateful afternoon, our science teacher, Mr. Berryman, announced that we would select our own lab partners for a project and we would have to prepare a presentation. And Jake and I paired up, of course. I was pretty excited. What a dream team.
They high-five each other and they say, yes.
On Monday, we brainstormed. On Tuesday, we sketched out our plan. Jake got a little off track, though. On Wednesday, Jake said that he'd be late, but then he never showed up. On Thursday, it was just me again. On Friday, I started building our project by myself. It turned out that Jake was busy with nearly every extracurricular activity in existence.
He's taking a piano lesson, he's playing basketball, he is skiing, he's taking a French class, playing soccer, and he joined the math club. Wow! Jake the Cake is a very busy guy.
Finally, the night before the project was due, Jake called to say that he would be late. He had some half-baked excuse. Ugh. This really takes the cake, I thought. I'd had enough. I was beyond overwhelmed. There was no way I'd be able to finish in time. And suddenly I was sweating and my palms were clammy and I felt a little wobbly. And I realized that I needed to say something. Anything. I didn't exactly love the idea of confronting my best friend, but it had to be done. And for once, I wasn't gonna sugarcoat it. When Jake finally arrived, I nervously cleared my throat and said my piece. Look, I know you've had a lot on your plate, I said, but I've been doing a ton of work on this project and it's really stressing me out. I can't do it all on my own. At this rate, we're going to be mincemeat tomorrow. I need your help. Jake stared at me for a long time. Then he looked out the window. He furrowed his cake brow. What if I'd made a huge mistake? What if Jake didn't want to be my friend anymore? Maybe I should have just done the work and kept quiet as usual. Gulp, he says in the picture. And, oh, those are big feelings to have. What do you think is going to happen? Jake let out a deep breath, and then he nodded.
You're 100% right, he said. I'm really sorry, and I'm glad you said something. I don't deserve any credit on this assignment. I'm such a flake.
I shook my head. You're not a flake, Jake, I said. You've just been busy, and the good news is that there's still plenty for us to do as a team. I know you'll rise to the occasion. You have layers of talent. Jake smiled.
Ah, shucks,
he said. In that moment, I realized something important. For so long, I had convinced myself that being humble meant staying underappreciated and unseen and occasionally getting walked over. But there's nothing wrong with having a tough conversation, asking for help, and making sure you're being treated fairly. And Jake realized something too. True excellence in life is about more than grades or sports and activities. It's about being there for your friends when they need you. The mood immediately improved after that.
And they give each other high fives and say,
yes. We got to work. We ate snacks. We listened to music. We stayed up most of the night. It was actually fun. We crossed things out and switched things up and rehearsed our presentation. And guess what? In the end, everything came together. Yes, the dream team was back. The presentation was a rip-roaring success. Mr. Berryman even complimented us on our teamwork.
Bravo, he says. It was the icing on the cake. We'd both gotten a chance to shine. And even the smart cookie says to him, hey, great work, fellas. My buddy deserves most of the credit, Jake said. It says, our classmates were impressed too. I blushed from my crust to my toes. Ah, shucks. Now, these days, I'm still a humble pie, but now I stick up for myself. I take credit, and I have tricky conversations when necessary, and you know what? It's incredibly gratifying. I'm proud of the pie I've become. It's possible to stay humble while you're showing the world who you are and what you can do. You don't have to remain in the shadows. Yes, I am ready to fly, and that's no lie, he says as he flies off the cliff. Well, he's jumping with his skis, and he's got a helmet on, so he'll be safe. But I think he's amazing. And I think that it's very important that we understand that you can be humble and gentle and soft and strong and kind and respectful, right? Mm-hmm. All those things can be true. You can be both soft and strong at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like this sweet pie with his soft, gentle crust, but has super strong flavors inside. And that, my dear friends, is the end.
The end.
Anything else you want to add?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
There you go.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.